This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. On the second day of his visit to Assam, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate a plenary session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 summit this morning. Earlier, the Prime Minister stated that the northeastern states will reach new heights of development through his government's efforts. Speaking at the Jhumor Binandini program in Guwahati, Assam last evening, Mr. Modi said that there was a time when the development of Assam and the northeast was neglected.
एक समय था जब देश में असम और पूर्वोत्तर के विकास की भी उपेक्षा हुई और यहाँ की संस्कृति को भी नजरअंदाज किया गया लेकिन अब पूर्वोत्तर की संस्कृति का ब्रांड एम्बेसडर खुद मोदी ही बन चुका है.
Prime Minister Modi has said that his vision is to ensure presence of at least one product grown by Indian farmers in every kitchen of the world. He said that his government is relentlessly working in this direction by promoting export, processing and marketing of agricultural products. Mr. Modi was addressing a public meeting at Bhagalpur after releasing the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi scheme to 9 crore 80 lakh farmers. He released an amount of 22,700 crore rupees as financial assistance. In Madhya Pradesh, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said this is the first time in the history of the country that the whole world is looking towards India with hope and optimism. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. Mr. Modi said this is the best time to invest in Madhya Pradesh. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnav has emphasized the goal to achieve net zero carbon emissions for Indian Railways with 100% electrification slated for completion in the financial year 2025-26. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to three states starting today. The president will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on 1st of March. On the first day of her visit, the president will grace the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Patna, Bihar. A group of participants in the Conference for Women Peacekeepers of the Global South called on President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing the participants, the president emphasized that the presence of women in peacekeeping missions makes it more diverse and inclusive. The women peacekeepers are in New Delhi to participate in first ever conference on the theme, Women in Peacekeeping, a Global South Perspective. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights. Addressing the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said that India's approach has been centered on building capacity and strengthening human resources and infrastructure in alignment with the priorities of its partners. BJP MLA from Rohini seat Vijender Gupta was elected as Speaker of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly yesterday. Mr. Gupta was elected unanimously on the first day of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly session. Newly elected MLAs also took oath. In Jammu and Kashmir, the much-anticipated panchayat elections are likely to be held in April-May after a gap 7 years. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that the State Election Commission SEC has taken a crucial step forward by initiating the procurement of essential election materials, signalling the preparations are in full swing. Days after imposing several restrictions on New Delhi, on New India Cooperative Bank, the Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has allowed a deposit withdrawal of up to 25,000 rupees per depositor with effect from 27th of February 2025. On 13th of February, RBI had imposed all-inclusive directions AID on New India Cooperative Bank Limited, Mumbai, and the bank was directed not to allow withdrawal of any amount from savings bank or current accounts or any other account of a depositor. And the Conservative Christian Democrats have won Germany's national election, putting them on track to lead the next coalition government according to provisional results. And that is the end of this news bulletin.